KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at the boys' state basketball tournament action from yesterday in Class 4A state quarterfinals. Bit of an upset in the big school class as a steal and a layup by Daquan Lewis with 40 seconds left gave Dubuque Senior the lead for good in a 39-36 win over Iowa City West in a Class 4A quarterfinal.
It was like the best feeling of my life. I knew he was going to pass right there, so I used my speed, and I got the steal, and I just took a fast break.
That's Lewis, who said he was concerned about missing that layup. Patrick McCaffrey led Iowa City West with 14 points, but the Trojans only made 14 of 38 shots from the field.
We never really got in a rhythm. I don't think either team really got in a rhythm offensively. I think they had 15 points. We had something like that. So, yeah, I mean, it was just kind of tough to get in a rhythm and just never really missed a couple shots that have made throughout the year. We got a lot of pretty good looks, I thought. And, you know, they just didn't fall. And, I mean, that just happens sometimes.
McCaffrey ends his high school career as the school's all-time leading scorer. He'll play his basketball at Iowa next season. Also in the other 4A state quarterfinal yesterday, Waukee beat Dowling Catholic 48-35. In semifinal play in Class 1A, Al Burnett topping Remsen St. Mary's 39-37. Grandview Christian defeating Montezuma 59-36. In the 2A state semis, Boyden Hall beat South Hamilton 62-59. And North Lynn topping Van Meter 54-47. Six games on today's slate. In Des Moines, the 1A consolation game will get things started this morning at 10:20 as Montezuma faces Remsen St. Mary's. In the 2A consolation at 11:55 this morning, Van Meter will play South Hamilton. Then this afternoon, the 3A semifinals have top-seeded Norwalk facing Clear Lake at 2 o'clock. That's followed by Winterset and Oskaloosa. In the 4A semifinals tonight at 6:30, it's North Scott facing Cedar Falls, and then top-seed Waukee facing Dubuque Senior in the nightcap in Des Moines. Well, it went from bad to worse for Iowa State at West Virginia last night. The Cyclones fell behind by 21 points at halftime in a 90-75 loss, their fourth loss in five games.
That's just not very good. I mean, bottom line, just the first half was terrible. That's basically it to where, you know, I just think we've let some things really get us off track.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm, a team that a few weeks ago looked poised to make a run at the Big 12 title. Now sits at 9-8 in conference play.
You know, 3 weeks ago, we were a really good team, you know, and from the outside world, you know, I was a good coach and we had tons of talent, you know, and now the narrative's flipped to where we're soft and, you know, coaches, you know, whatever. And, you know, the biggest thing I told them is just, man, I hate it for these guys from a standpoint to where these last 3 weeks we just been terrible.
Cyclones fall to 20-10 overall heading into their regular season finale this weekend.
Most importantly, just having represented Iowa State the right way in the way we've competed. Forget wins or lose, you know, our record, just, you know, a solid record and all that stuff. We're just not competing the right way right now, which is terrible, you know, in the first half.
Doesn't get easier for Iowa State. They'll be at home Saturday in their regular season finale, but they'll face 8th-rated Texas Tech in a 1 o'clock tip-off in Ames. Also last night, 10th-ranked LSU narrowly avoided a road loss as the Tigers tried to wrap up at least a share of the SEC regular season title as Tremont Waters provided tying and go-ahead baskets to help the Tigers beat Florida 79-78 in overtime. Also, number 16 Marquette absorbed its third straight loss as they fall to Seton Hall 73-64. University of Arkansas system regents have been asked to name the basketball court at Bud Walton Arena in honor of former men's basketball coach Nolan Richardson. Richardson led the Razorbacks to 13 NCAA tournaments, back-to-back Final Fours, and the 1994 National Championship. He was 389 and 169 in 17 seasons for Arkansas from 1985 to 2002. Iowa State senior Mariel Shayok has been named one of five finalists for the 2019 Julius Erving Small Forward of the Year Award. A national committee of top college basketball personnel determined the watch list of 20 student-athletes in October, which Shayok was not originally a part of. The Ottawa, Ontario native was added to the list of 10 candidates in February, and on Wednesday it was trimmed to five finalists. This month, the finalists will be presented to Mr. Erving and the Hall of Fame's selection committee. The winner of the 2019 Julius Erving Small Forward of the Year Award will be determined by a combination of fan votes and input from the Basketball Hall of Fame's selection committee. Among the finalists, in addition to Shayok, are Rue Hachimura of Gonzaga, Caleb Martin of Nevada, Admiral Schofield of Tennessee, and DeAndre Hunter from Virginia. Shayok is second among Big 12 players, averaging 18.7 points a game this season, scoring 20 or more points in 14 games. He's also pulling down 5.2 rebounds and handing out 2 assists per game. Iowa State senior guard Bridget Carleton has been named the Big 12 Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Carleton, the league's leading scorer at 21.9 points a game, won the award, voted on by the Big 12's 10 head coaches and announced on Wednesday. The first Cyclone to win the award, Carleton is fourth in the league with 8.7 rebounds a game and fifth in assists at 4.2. Baylor's Kim Mulkey was selected as the top coach for the second year in a row and the seventh time since 2005. The top-ranked Lady Bears just won their ninth consecutive regular season title and have won their last 41 regular season Big 12 games. Baylor junior Lauren Cox, who has 72 block shots, was named the Defensive Player of the Year for the second year in a row. Also, the Freshman of the Year in the Big 12 Conference is Chrislyn Carr of Texas Tech. The 5'5 guard is from Davenport. In football news, Reese Morgan says it was difficult to leave what he calls the greatest profession. The 68-year-old Morgan retired after 19 years on the Iowa football staff, the last 7 as defensive line coach. He says the most difficult part was telling the players that he coaches.
It's been a positive day, but yet a day that you really know that you're in the right profession and know that you're lucky to be called coach.
Morgan has been involved with coaching since 1973 and feels this was the right time to step aside.
And certainly did not want to take away from anything, you know, having to do in recruiting or junior days or clinics or any of the things that we've had to do, and want to do it as quietly as possible without a lot of disruption, or with great respect to the football program and the opportunity I've had.
Morgan was a successful high school coach in 2000 when Kirk Ferentz approached him about joining the Iowa staff. Iowa State Director of Athletics Jamie Pollard has been named a 2018-19 Under Armour AD of the Year by the NACDA. Pollard will be honored at the convention in Orlando on June 11th. He said it's a great honor for all of the staff in the athletics department. He says he's humbled by the recognition because it comes from the peers, but it's really recognition for all of the staff who work tirelessly to make Cyclone Athletics something special for fans, donors, student-athletes, and the staff. Pollard is in his 14th year at Iowa State, is the 8th longest-serving director in the Football Bowl subdivision. He'll be joined at the awards ceremony in June by Patrick Chun of Washington State, Danny White of UCF, Deborah Yao of North Carolina State as the AD of the Year recipients for the FBS division. And in baseball news, Clayton Kershaw has not yet been ruled out for opening day by the Los Angeles Dodgers, despite all the time he's missed at spring training with a sore left shoulder. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said Wednesday that for now at least, Kershaw remains scheduled to start March 28th for the two-time defending National League champions. However, that possibility seems unlikely based on the progress the 3-time Cy Young Award winner would need to make in the next few weeks. Yankees ace Luis Severino expects to resume a throwing program in 2 weeks. Severino will miss his scheduled opening day start on March 28th because of right shoulder inflammation. He was scratched from his first planned spring training start on Tuesday after feeling discomfort after throwing his first slider in a pregame bullpen session. Royals catcher Salvador Perez has undergone Tommy John surgery that will cause him to miss the upcoming season. The recovery time is usually about a year, meaning Perez could be back for opening day next season. And Red Sox pitcher Stephen Wright has been suspended for 80 games following a positive test for human growth hormone. That suspension is the latest in a series of setbacks for the 34-year-old knuckleball pitcher. Wright accepted a 15-game suspension in spring training last year under Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.